Hi, welcome back to another week of the Wavy Podcast. I'm back again, recording from my couch, and I think that's just the way I'm going to be doing this going forward for a little while. I don't know, it's very underrated. Like, I always used to record it from my desk, and I don't know, it felt very stiff and unnatural. I mean, I guess you could say I'm a bit of a couch potato. I don't know. Anyways, there's going to be a couple different segments in this episode. The first one, we're going to talk about things you can do to change up your lifestyle. And then the second half, I'm going to go over some of the strangest or just unexpected merch items available right now from some of the biggest artists in the game. But yeah, let's get into this. So, I don't know about anybody else, but I'd say over the last few months, I felt like I just wanted to kind of change up my schedule, and just kind of get it together a little bit. I feel like, with things loosening up, and I also moved, so, I had a change of environment. I really just wasn't focusing on my schedule and productivity necessarily. I was going out a lot and, seeing a lot of friends and just like, I don't want to say too much free time, but too much free time in the sense that it was affecting my lifestyle. It was affecting what time I was going to get out of bed. It was affecting just like, self-care and like maintaining myself and things I want to get done. So a few weeks ago, well, I wouldn't say a few, I'd say over the last month, I've just been incorporating some new things into my life that have definitely helped me get back on track and just like feel better. And I'm not, you know what? I'm not saying there's no time for fun. And in fact, in these things that I'm gonna be going over, there's time for fun there, but this helped me kind of just feel more put together, and just feel more excited about life. So basically, I'm gonna go over a few different ways that you can change up your lifestyle, bring some excitement in, maybe just feel a bit more put together. Here we go. So the first one is going to be learn how to play an instrument. If you are listening to this podcast, you are probably a music fan or a musician. So why not take interest in an instrument or a new instrument? For myself, I've actually been learning how to DJ for the last month or so. For my birthday, I was gifted a turntable. To be exact, it is a Pioneer DDJ SB3. It's been great. It's actually been really fun. I really like it as a way to relieve some stress. I don't know. I feel like I've tried to learn instruments in the past, and for one reason or another, it just didn't work out. I don't know why. I could never get into it, but I've really been enjoying this so far. It's really fun, and I hope to actually be able to like play some gigs one day. So I kind of have that goal in mind. I don't have like any fancy speakers or anything yet. Honestly, I've just And you really, if you do want to learn to DJ, you don't need that to start. Like, you just need a turntable. And the one I have is really, really great for beginners. I haven't even been following like a lot of tutorials or anything. I've really just been learning the board myself and moving things around to make the music sound good. So you can really learn it yourself. I'm definitely gonna be watching some more tutorials and stuff and educating myself on the board, but for now I've really just been doing my own thing. But yeah, all these things, like no matter what instrument you want to learn, there's a resource out there for you to learn. You can even, hit up your local music store, for instance, Long McQuaid, and you can rent something out for a week, a month, however long you want. Or you know what, I actually don't know their policies, I shouldn't say that, but the point is you can rent out instruments, try them out, see if you're into it. Go to YouTube, look up some tutorials, and it's exciting and it's fun to learn something new. And I felt like that was something I was missing from my life, just being able to like learn something new. Like I said, it's a great way to relieve stress for me personally, and I hope to like make something of it one day. So my next recommendation would be to try a new workout. Has there been like something that you've always wanted to try? This is definitely the time to do it, especially with, you know, gyms and everything being open again. You could try yoga, HIIT, spin class, Tai Chi. Yeah, and you know what? You don't even have to hit up a class. You can just go on YouTube, like I said, and work out from home and try something there. Personally, I actually work out from home most of the time. I do Chloe Ting workout programs. They are free on her website, chloeting.com. Mostly consists of HIIT, but I really, really enjoy it. As opposed to like a gym membership, I really like doing that. And then I like to take like a couple specialized, like nicer classes, like a few times a month. Usually I go to Sweat and Tonic, which is like a really, really nice facility here in Toronto near Dundas Square. Really, really recommend it if you're in the city. Their spin classes are super fun. They have really, really cool lights. It's pretty much like you're in a club. Okay, so my next recommendation is to try to incorporate meditation into your day. It can really change the entire course of how your day is going to go, or perhaps like how you perceive how it went. This is something that I don't do every day. I would like to do it more, but sometimes things are just really busy. But it's something I'm working on. I find I feel really grounded, and it's just helped me be like a more calm person overall and more positive and whatever. There's a lot of good meditation apps out there. Tried Calm before. That's a good one. Headspace is a good one. But yeah, again, I feel like all my recommendations, I'm just like, go on YouTube and look it up. But really, there's a lot of good meditations on YouTube. And that's what I do sometimes. And you can look up like a meditation for whatever you're trying to achieve. So like, let's say you're feeling some anxiety or something, you could look up on YouTube, like meditation for anxiety. So personally, my favorite YouTube channel for meditations is Goodful. And I see that they have a lot of other videos. But yeah, if you just like look up like Goodful Meditations, GOODFUL on YouTube, there's like so many good ones. So yeah. If you're into thrifting, this is my next recommendation. Thrift an outfit outside of your comfort zone. We all love a little retail therapy now and again in our own way. Go in with a little budget, hit your local thrift store and try and maybe like look up some fashion inspo before you go. Maybe a look you want to try out, whatever, and try and see what you can find that kind of mimics that. And then there you go. You've got yourself a new outfit for a decent price. Okay, next is read a book. So that was actually one of my New Year's resolutions last year. I wanted to read 3 books, which I know sounds pretty like pathetic. Like it's pretty easy to read 3 books, but honestly, I just haven't been into reading for like a few years now. I used to be really, well, throughout my life, I went through phases where I would like read a lot and then not read at all. And, you know, last few years, I just really haven't read. And I kind of forgot about it throughout the year, but, you know, I moved to a new neighborhood, and around the neighborhood, they have a lot of those like neighborhood libraries where you can just like drop a book in and then take a new one. So it's kind of reminded me to get reading again. And I also had a friend gift me a book for my birthday. So I might not read 3 books before the end of the year, considering there's like a month left, but I'm definitely going to read a book before the end of the year. And you know what? It's a good way for us to like get off of our phones, learn something, or, you know, just like be entertained in a way that's like benefiting you. Reading is good for all of us, and we don't do it enough. Well, some people do, but not me. Okay, another one. Brew kombucha, like brew your own kombucha. So I love kombucha. I've been a fan for many years. It has a ton of benefits. It has like antioxidants, settles your stomach. Well, for me, it settles my stomach. Probiotics and just a ton of good stuff in it for you. I don't know. Whenever I drink it, I always feel great. Maybe it's just a mental thing, but I don't know. Like I find if I'm bloated or I had a big dinner or maybe I ate something that like was really greasy, if I have a kombucha after, I just feel better. If you never tried kombucha, my favorite brands are Rise, and I'm also really liking Remedy kombucha, and I also like GTS. It's available at most grocery stores. I think kombucha just over the last few years has become a lot more mainstream. But if it's not at your grocery store, you can check out like your local health food store, and like they probably will have like a wide array of flavors. Personally, I like to hit up the sweet potato in the Junction. They have like every flavor ever that like you could ever want. It's actually amazing. But personally, I've only brewed my own kombucha once, and I like basically when you do it, you have to be really, really sanitary. Like you have to wear gloves when you're doing it. And when I did it, I was really nervous that maybe I got like bacteria in it or something, because I think I did one of the steps without gloves. And I think you can get really sick if you don't do it properly or something. So I didn't really drink it, but I've brewed it before. It's a cool process, and I definitely recommend doing it. You have to like order a lot of supplies though, so definitely do your research if you want to try brewing your own. But that's something I want to do again soon, and it would probably be fun. And my last tip or recommendation is to go to bed earlier. And this is something that I've actually incorporated over the last 2 months into my life, and I can tell you it has been nothing but positive. I've just been wanting to like have more time in my day and just, you know, not feel groggy. I used to be someone who would just sleep until 12 any chance I could get, if not later. And I've really been like pushing myself to get up earlier on the weekends, like not just when I have something to do, but like for myself. And honestly, like staying up really late is sometimes overrated. It can be fun every now and again, but just maybe like just start shifting the time you wake up a little bit earlier. Like try and wake up like 10 minutes earlier every day until like you get to a time that like you're happy with. And then you'll just slowly adjust and slowly adjust. Personally, I've been getting up at like 9:30 on the weekends, as opposed to like 11 or 12. And it's really nice. I just have more time for myself. I get to like chill and start my day without feeling guilty about it. So that's all my recommendations to change up your lifestyle. I hope you enjoyed them. Let me know. You can always send us a DM on Instagram and I'll definitely get back to you. So now I'm going to move into this portion of the episode about the weirdest merch items I've seen on the market right now. I don't know. Sometimes I'm looking at merch stores and I see things and I'm like, why? Just why? So I was kind of inspired to like dig a bit deeper and like check out some artists and, you know, what's on the market right now. So I pulled a few items to discuss. So the first one is, it's on the Billie Eilish merch store. She has a branded Christmas stocking that says Happier Than Ever, which is of course her big album that dropped this year. Very mixed reviews on that. Some people love it. Some people are really disappointed. I'm one of the people that loves it. But I just think it's kind of weird, a Christmas stocking with, it's gold and it just says Happier Than Ever. I just think it's a little strange. Like realistically, are you going to use that for the next 5 years? Like I feel like it's cool to have this year, maybe for yourself, because it's kind of relevant. But I don't know. Is that like, personally, I've been using the same stocking like my whole life. I don't know. I just feel like I don't like branded Christmas stockings. I just wonder if this actually has sold and who has bought it. It's a little strange for me. The next one we have is, it's from the Saweetie merch store. And if you didn't know, she had a collab with McDonald's. Oh, she did a meal with McDonald's. And okay. So the meal was a Big Mac that comes with 4-piece chicken nuggets, a medium fry, a medium Sprite, tangy barbecue sauce. I think that's just like the normal barbecue sauce. And then Saweetie and sour sauce, which I think is just sweet and sour sauce. So basically no new products, but still cool. Anyway, she has a ton of like merch from this collab. So something that I just found strange were these socks. And they're called the Connect Logo Socks, and they are $24. And it says, Saweetie times McDonald's limited collaboration merch exclusive to Icy by Saweetie. I don't know what Icy is. Maybe that's her album. But pretty much they're just white socks. One of them has a McDonald's logo on them. And then the other one just has an ice. Or sorry, not an ice. It has a snowflake. I just don't understand. Like, okay, for me, if I saw someone wearing that, I would just think it was McDonald's. Like, I wouldn't think of Saweetie. And I don't know, $24 for a pair of socks that has the McDonald's logo? I don't know. Like, I feel like if it had McDonald's logo and then, like, maybe her face, that would be cool. But I just feel like the snowflake, like, no one's going to understand what it is. It's just a little strange. And, like, I'm not saying socks for merch are weird. I actually have a few different pairs of, like, artist merch socks. I just think, I don't know, you gotta, like, look at this. You probably wouldn't spend 24 USD on it. I'll say that. Because probably with shipping and everything, that's probably going to be like 40, 50 bucks for these like very plain socks that most people are just going to think is associated with McDonald's. The next item is from the Taylor Swift merch store. Obviously, everyone's been freaking out about this 10-minute version of All Too Well. But she is selling All Too Well tissues. Tissues. The description says soft pack of tissues featuring All Too Well printed on top. Set of four packs of tissues. Okay, so it comes with four packs of tissues. It's not like a tissue box. It's like, it's just like little bags. Tissue packs are 2.76 inches by 4.2 and each come with 10 pieces of 3-ply tissue. And so the tissues are branded. I think that's weird. I think it's weird. Like, I know it's kind of relevant because it's a sad song and, like, everybody's, like, crying about it. But I don't know. I mean, $13 Canadian, the price isn't bad. The price really isn't bad. But we all know what tissues are for. Like, do I want to use a branded tissue for you know, my tears or what is coming out of my nose? I don't know about that. Like, it's very relevant and I can appreciate the creativity with that, but this is just too weird for me. It's too weird for me. And, like, as an artist, it's like, I don't want to think about my fans, like, getting their snot all over my, like, logo. I just think that's strange. Like here's my logo, put your stuff on it, like, and throw it in the, I don't know. It'd be, you know what, as a collectible item or, like, a joke, I think it's kind of funny. Like, it can kind of work that way, and the price isn't bad. Like, if you wanted to, like, gift it, if you wanted to, like, put it as, like, a stocking stuffer for, like, a friend who's, like, a really big Taylor Swift fan, like, it's kind of funny, but I don't know. It's just weird. It's just weird for me. Okay, anyway, moving on to Weezer. So they sell Alien Stress Slime it's actually on sale if anybody wants it. It's on sale from $15 for $11.25, and I believe that's USD. But yeah, it's pretty much just green slime, and then, like, the container it comes in has a Weezer logo. Like, I don't know, I feel like slime is kind of, like, a childish thing. Like, okay, I would play with slime. If someone gave me slime, I would play with it. I think most of us would. But realistically, like, think about their fan base. I feel like a lot of them are older. Like, they're not 12-year-olds. I just think it doesn't really match the target, and maybe that's why it's on sale, but I don't get it. Why? I keep saying that for all these products, but really, why? I think they missed the mark with this one. I'm trying to think what artist this could actually be relevant for. I don't know, maybe, like, just someone younger. But even then, it's like, what about this is Weezer slime? It's literally just green slime. I can literally go to the dollar store and use, like, a Weezer sticker and put it on top if I wanted. This is the last thing I would buy, really. And then from the same merch store, we have a fake mustache set, which I don't understand what this has to do with Weezer. Is this maybe, like, from a music video or something? It literally just, there's nothing branded about this. On the top of the packaging, it just has the Weezer, like, logo, and then it says guaranteed. for humans by humans. I don't understand this. It must be from like a music video or something. Someone let me know if I'm missing something. But again, it's on sale right now for $7.50 as opposed to $10. Not too bad. So if anyone listening was looking for fake mustaches, like, head to the Weezer merch store because here they are. But this is the most random thing. I don't understand. Okay, and then the last product I have to talk about is from Bring Me the Horizon. I checked out their merch store. So you know what? I think this is actually kind of cool. They made their own barbecue sauce. It's weird, but it's cool. I don't get it. I'm not like a huge fan or anything. Maybe there's some significance behind this. It's called Psycho Juice. Syko. It says, we've collaborated with Lou's Brews to create our delicious Psycho Juice barbecue sauce. Smoky and flavorful with an adobo kick, this vegan sauce is the perfect complement to this summer's barbecue season. Well, summer's over, so I think they need to get their copywriter to fix this or put it on sale. Spice level is medium. Okay, and here's the ingredients. Chili peppers, tomato, vinegar, brown sugar, onion, garlic, smoked paprika, salt, hickory, and mesquite, smoke flavor, canola oil, and water. But it only ships to the UK, but it says it's $15.30 Canadian, but it only ships to the UK. Oh, and it comes with a tea towel too, which is kind of cool. Honestly, their logo is cool on this, and with the tea towel, it's actually kind of cute. It's little emo vibes, but like if you're a fan, like it's kind of cool. It's weird, but it's cool. Like I actually respect this. Like the tissues, I don't really respect, like the Taylor Swift tissues, but like I vibe with this. This is neat, and it comes with like a little like Bagu kind of looking bag. I don't know if you guys know that brand, but they're like a cool reusable bag company. But yeah, that's all I've got for the weird merch items. And yeah, that's it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. I hope you're enjoying the new format. And yeah, again, I appreciate everybody who listens. And thank you so much for supporting me. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at @the.soundtrack. And check out our blog for new blog posts every single week. thesoundtrack.ca. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.